Today's daf is Menachas, daf Nun Dalet, and we are on Nun Gimel Amabez, a couple of lines up from the bottom. Amar Bishua ben Levi. Amar Bishua ben Levi, a couple of lines up from the two dots. Says the Gemara now, as we are in Perek, Kala Menachas Bo'ez Matzah, we're in the fifth Perek, which we started yesterday, and we're into different rules and regulations of Chametz and Matzah and Menachas. We started off by discussing all menachas have to become matzah, except for the loaves in the carbon toda and the shtei halechem that we discussed at length earlier, that they are brought chametz and not matzah. And then we said, okay, so how do we leaven these items, right? Because there's a shear of every carbon minchas. How do we leaven the items? So it's machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, or you have to go from within, as we'll see, and Rabbi Yehuda is min hachut. So we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes, but now first let's continue where we're up to. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, Lama Nimshul Yisrael Zayas. Why are Bnei Yisrael compared to olives, Zayas? Lomar, Lacha. Sometimes they're compared to Shemen, other Chazals. Compared to Shemen, Shemen never mixes with what it's with. It always rises separately. So to Bnei Yisrael, but this is about olives themselves. Ma Zayas ain't a lav noshrin. Lo be mosachama, lo be mosachshamim. Just like a Zayas does not have leaves fall off. They don't have something that's removed from them in the summer or in the winter. Af Yisrael ein lohem betela olamis. So too the Jewish people are never nullified. They're never pushed aside. Betela olamis. Lo ba'olam hazeh, v'lo ba'olam haba. Not olam hazeh, not olam haba. We're never, there's no bittel. There's no betela olamis. If you look in the Margolius Ashas here, he quotes from one of the Svarim that If you're medayik, bittel, ain lo bittela olamis. So maybe it's because he quotes based on a medrash that Bnei Yisrael ki Yisrael bezbatcha shomrim Torah mitzvos heim skulam yuchedes bikol ha'amim veim davar chashev vein betelim davar chashev are not batel. Right, the principle in Hilchas a bittel. Number one, number two, davar shebeminyan. Right, we davar shebeminyan. The Shulchan Aruch says in Yeridaya, as you know, it's in Kufyud that davar shebeminyan or a davar chashav are not batal. So maybe Klal Yisrael have the status of a davar shebeminyan or some other chashav item that does not have betela olamis, and therefore we are. That's how we are like olives that we are always around. There's nothing that is discarded from Am Yisrael and Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. We mentioned very many sources throughout the different Masechtas about Klal Yisrael's existence, right, that we're still here. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writing 300 years ago that the greatest miracle ever to never happen in the history of the world was not Maimon Har Sinai, was not Yetzias Mitzrayim, was not all the other miracles, but it was that Am Yisrael is still here. The fact that the Jewish people are still around after every single century, people trying to get rid of us and nations trying to get rid of us, and we're still around, and all of them are gone, and all the other nations are not, all the other nations of antiquity. But that is the greatest raya, that there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the greatest raya that Hashem has a special relationship with us, that Bnei Yisrael are still here. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even more poignantly, always sows the seeds of our survival even before we know. Right? Towards the end of every Golus, Rachmana Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow takes out those who are going to be the starters of the following Golus. Right? We thought that when we read Sefer Malachim and we see that Sancheriv was Magle, the Cheresh and the Masker, the thousands of Jews that went years before Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and that was the beginning of the end, which it was. The 10 tribes, the 10 Shvatim went. And when Yechezkel's talking to them in Bavel, there's only 2 Shvatim left in Yerushalayim, you think that's it, because we're a Golus. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saving Klal Yisrael during that process of Churban. In the tragedy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was planting the seeds for Jewish survival to be able to go back to Eretz Yisrael afterwards. But again, that is how every one of our Golios work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behind the scenes, always making sure that our existence stays. That is Rabbi Shua ben Levi. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Lama Nimshul Yisrael Azayis. Rabbi Yochanan says, why are Bnei Yisrael compared to olives? Lamar Lacha, Mazayis Eino Motzi Shimno Ela Ayyadei Ketita. Just like a Zayis, the oil doesn't come out unless you crush it, unless you work it and you push it. Af Yisrael Yechozel Mutav Ela Ayde Yisurin. So too, B'nai Yisrael, very often we don't go back. We don't do tshuva unless there's Yisurin, unless we go through difficulties, right? That's what the Gemara in Maseches Megillah. So many Nevi'im Hashem gave to us, and we didn't listen, right? With one signet of Haman HaRasha, with one ring, that's it. That's what we were able to come back, right? So sometimes when we hear inspirational words, it doesn't work, but we know when we're in trouble, that's when it could work. That's like, because we're like olives, right? Sometimes we have to have difficulties in order to be able to do the right thing, right? So I think it's the Klal Yikar that points out it's human nature. I think he says it's in Parshas B'chukosai, that right after the Tochacha, in the end of Sefer Vayikra, we have all the laws of Arachin and Charamim and all different ways of giving things to the base of Mikdash. So why is that after the end of Sefer Vayikra, after all of the words of Tochacha? So suggest the Klal Yikar, because very often when it comes to giving stuck or doing the right thing, it's only after we have some trouble. We have some trouble and difficulties after the Tochacha, so then we're no daring. We give a Bishabeirach and we give a lot. Really, we should do that even without the Tochacha, right? We should do it without the Ketita, as the Gemara mentions here. But that's human nature sometimes, so that's how the Torah is alluding to in its placement of all of those rules at the end of Sefer Vayikra. Good. Says the Gemara now, we're up to the two dots. Rabbi Meir Omer. So we have a Machlokas Tanoim in the Mishnah. How do we cause to rise? How do we leaven those menachas that have to be made into chametz? So how do we, where does the yeast come from? Where does the leavening agent come from? Because after all, we know a mincha has to be a specific amount, right? The isaron and all of the different shiurim that we have discussed. But if you're using the leavening agent, which has a little flour in it, along with the water, and it's going to cause the rest of the dough to rise, so where does that come from, and how do you measure it? So that was a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, you take a little bit out, hasar bodla mitochan, you take a little of the flour out, you make sourdough, and then you bodla mitochan, umechamson, and then you put it back in, and it rises from within. Right? That's what Rashi said back on the Mishnah. Shulash ben asoles ma'at la'acher shenimdad v'tomno besoles u'mischametz me'elav u'mimeno mechametz zashar. Meaning you put a little of the, you leaven it outside, and then you put it back in. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says no, because then the shiurim aren't going to be exact. Rabbi Yehuda says avhi ena mina muvchar. Right, that's not going to the work, because it's not going to cause it to rise properly. Right, because if you don't, what did Rabbi Meir say? You take a little bit out, you make it a little bit rise outside, but then you make it rise when it's back in, so it's not going to cause it to rise in the most beautiful way, because it's not yeast or si'ur from without. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Eino min ha-mufkar, that's not going to make it beautiful, but rather take si'ur from somewhere else. Maybe it's a si'ur, but also toch amida, u'memali es amida. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you bring si'ur, that is, as Rashi says back on the Mishnah, mechumat yafe mitoch beiso, a fully processed si'ur from outside, and then you put it in. And then Rabbi Meir is going to say back, but that's, you're going to mess up with the shiurim, because you have this whole seer from outside. How is that going to work with the saron from inside? That's the machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Who do we paskin? So that we already saw a couple of days ago. Remember Rashi said, you know the rules. Rashi said on the top of Nun Beis and Aleph, Rabbi Gemara had a machlokas there, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, about who pays for the paralam davar shel tzibur v'chulu, machlokas Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, and we had a machlokas, two brises, and the Gemara was wondering which came first, which came second. Rashi says, what's the difference? Because we know that the Gemara in Erevin says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore you have to know which came first. So here too, the Gemara is asking, the Gemara does not ask, but we're asking, who do we paskin like? So the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Yehuda. The case of Mechamson and Hilchos Maisa Karbanos in Perek Tes, the Rambam says, of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, maybe Seor Kedechi Mutzon V'Nosol Otoch Amida U'mamali Es Amida. You bring it from without, and you fill up the shear. And the Rambam adds what we're about to see in the Gemara, but let's just read it. Af al pisha sofalios chaseira o yesera, mipnei hasiur, shpamim shiyei ave vikashe, upamim rach. And even though it might mess up the shear a little bit, the Rambam says, ein mashkichen ela al midasa ata. You measure it right now. You have the shear right now. Oh, maybe from before. It doesn't have the same exact flour. Yisaron. No, you measure it right now. Says the Rambam, it's Yisaron. You're good. V'yasara esronim shel matzah osam ham shloshim chala shavos. That's you talk about the carbon toad here, right? Because 10 of the 40 are chametz. Good. So that is the Maisa Karbanis in Perek Tes. Continues the Gemara now. My chasera, Rebbeir Omer asar bodlam mitoch v'chamson v'chulu. My chasera yisera. So Rabbi Meir said back to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't bring it from somewhere else because then it's going to mess up the shiurim. It's going to mess up the amount of flour because there's going to be flour in this sourdough and there's going to be water in this sourdough. You're going to measure it as how much it's supposed to be, but you're going to have other ingredients in here. So isn't that going to mess up the amount that you're supposed to have? So my chasera yisera. What does that mean? It might be less or more. Amar Rav Chisda, Isas Hasi'ur Ave. If it's extra thick, the sourdough that you put in, Nimseis Yisera Midas Yisaron. Then it's going to be more if it's thick. Racha, if it's loose, Nimseis Chasera. It's going to be less. So that's Rav Meir's argument to Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Sof Sof Kika Kail Yisaron Kakail Lamaisa. But when you measure it at the end, you're going to measure exactly in Yisaron. And that's all you're going to take. Right, so what's the issue? Rabba Rav Yosef, Amri Shavayu, Likimos Shehein Haisa Misha'arinan. Because Rabbi Meir holds that you have to measure it based on what it was, right? What it was, what the dry flour measure was, right? Not including the other ingredients that made this into Si'ur, right? So adding Si'ur is a problem because you have to go by the dry volume of the flour. Velishko Perta Mine, Velech Metse Me'avroi, Velei Sevet Ilosha Ba'adei. So what's that? According to you, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you take a little bit out and then you put it back in. And Rabbi Yehuda says, but it's not going to cause it to rise well. So he asked the Gemara, so why don't, according to Rabbi Meir, you have a third option. Why don't you let it rise well outside the original shear from where you took it out of, and it'll be good quality si'ur, and then you put it back in. And then it will cause it to rise well. V'nilo shabahadeh. Right? Why do you have to put it back in dafka quickly before it rises fully? Says the Gemara, Meir doesn't like that because Gzera Dilma Asila Asuye Me Alma. If you have fully processed Si'ur and then you're going to put it back in, people aren't going to know that you took the flour originally from this Mincha, so they're going to think that you could use any, and then it's going to mess up the Shear Bechlal. So Rebeirska says he's going to be back to the problem anyway. Good, so that's why you're not allowed to use that. Fine. Tanur Rabbanon, Ein Machmitzin B'Tapuchim. Says the Gemara, in cases where you need the Chametz, right, as we're talking about, how do you create the few Menachos that have to be Chametz, as the Mishnah mentioned, the Lechem Shebetoda and the Shtei Lechem. So, how do you cause it to rise? So, use water, use the Si'ur. What about other juices? So, the Gemara says, you cannot use Tapuchim. What are Tapuchim? So we know what tapuach is in modern Hebrew, apples. Not so clear if that's what it always was. We'll talk about that soon. Let's just do the Gemara. Tar Rabbanan ein machmitzin b'tapuchim. Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel amru machmitzin. Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, no, you can use it. Can use it. It is okay. Rav Kahana mas nilab Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. He didn't have Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. He had Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. So machlokes Tanoim, whether you could use tapuchim in order to make the carbon minchas that have to be chametz into chametz. Kaman azla haditznan. So who does the following opinion in the Mishnah in Shrumos follow? Haditznan. The Mishnah says tapuach sherisko. If you have a tapuach of truma that was crushed, v'nasdo l'tocha isa, you put it into the dough, v'chimsa, and that causes it to rise, harizu asura. It's asura. What does asura here mean? Rambam says asura means a zar cannot eat it because even though the dough was chulin, if the leavening agent is truma, so then it is nikar. The leavening agent is nikar in the mixture, and therefore it's asura. Right? We have this elsewhere. If you have an item, even though it's a tiny item, if it makes a difference, if it's something that has a very strong taste, if it's something that causes the other ingredients to coagulate. Whatever it is, if there's something that the little ingredient does, so then if it's a ma'amid, right? But if it causes it to rise, then it's going to be asura. So what this Mishnah assumes that tapuach can cause leavening, and therefore that's why it's going to be usher to a zar. So come on, lema k'Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel hi v'lo Rabbanan. Shall we say that this Mishnah reflects Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, who says that you can use tapuach to cause chametz to the carbon minchas and not like the Rabbanan? So, and we'd rather not say that because it's a stum of the Mishnah. So Gemara answers, no, afilu tema Rabbanan nihita chametz gamer lo have nokshem yahave. It doesn't do the full, right, what you need. Tapuach isn't a great leavening agent, but it does some. And therefore, it did do something to this mixture of chulin. That's why Zara is not allowed to eat it. But it doesn't do the perfect making it into chametz. And therefore, you cannot use it for a regular karban mincha. Good. A couple of points to mention. First of all, we mentioned earlier, and that is tapuchim. So we usually translate tapuach as apples, but many achronim point out that's probably not what it means when chazal say tapuach, or when the pasuk in Shir Hashirim talks about tachaz atapuach orartich, and the Gemara in Masechta Sota darshins based on that pasuk that Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim had given up hope. The men and the women were the ones that said it's going to be okay, and it's we still have to have children. And even though Paro said you have to throw the babies into the river, there's only the boys, but you're getting rid of the girls. And they went in, and the Hashem helped those babies live under the ground, right? So there's so much, so many usages in Chazal of tapuach, but pashas it doesn't mean apple. Rav Shechter talks about this in Be'ikvei Atzon in Siman Tezvav, where he quotes based on the pasuk, he quotes a Tosfos in even before that, right? He starts with the Gemara. The context of that piece is Pesach. So the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Yudal, and it talks about of making a charoses. So what do you use for charoses? So we use apples for charoses. Why? Because the early sources are tapuach, but it's not really, that's what we do. But again, it could be that it's not the tapuach of Chazal. He goes to Tosfos on Daf Kuf Tezayin, that brings me shame, Shuvas HaGaonim, Shetzorach La'asos Charoses, Mi perosh and nidbulam klesi zobashir ashirim, tachas at tapuach aritech. Fine tosuf sechas softinus, yesh befarshim kavadas tapuchim esrogim, bisman tanach hare lo hayu bechlal, tapuchim beeret Yisrael. Ufashir ashirim, niska shirecha pecha ketapuchim, ubevadai kavanas apasak leze pre shell citrus, shirecha olech lame rachok. It's clear from the ingredients. Also, lekehuye is the language of that Gemara in Arve Psachim. It's some kind of tart fruit. Some type of maybe citrus fruit. And there are other sources as well. Again, it's a big sugya amongst the scholars that tapuach in Chazal does not mean apple. But again, that's what we do. But that is the issue. Yeah, that just the next piece, because it's open here, he talks about the minhag of the Gra. Minhag of the Gra, not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. It's the minhag of the Gra, not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the idea of nuts. Egos, gematria chait, but the Gra has the minhag of nuts. Why is that? So he quotes Rav Salvechik that the minhag of the Gra not to eat anavim de lachada deya eitz hadas gefen haya. Because one of the opinions, we know there are four opinions or so in Chazal. What was the which type of tree was the eitz hadas? Was it chita? Was it esrog? Was it gefen? Right, and that's the that's one of the opinions. And when did the chait happen? It was all happened on that same day, right before. And it was Rosh Hashanah, right? It was Rosh Hashanah. Nivra Ha'adam, Ubaba Yom Nistava, Ubaba Yom Chata. And that's why we don't eat grapes. And he quotes Rav Shechter quotes Kishizka Rabbeinu Davar Zeh Shalu Echem Me'ashomim V'Alo Eitz Hadas Apple Haya. Wasn't it an apple tree? V'Aneo Rabbeinu Take Over Miyad the Vada Is An Achod. For sure not. Ella de lachad man de amar esrog haya the esrog b'loshen tanach nikra tapuach v'anotzrim bilbalu tapuach shel tanach b'tapuach shel hayom. Right, it wasn't an apple tree; it was an esrog tree, and they called esrog tapuach in tanach. Okay, there's a lot more there, but again, that's tapuach in Chazal and in the in Torah Shmal Peh. The other issue to mention here is Tosfos' issue. This long Tosfos discusses what Tosfos discusses in Psachim as well, and that is Mei Peros. Right? The Gemara here seems to say clearly, Lamaskana, that everybody agrees that Mei Peros, Tapuchim, right, juice of Tapuchim, whatever fruit it is, causes some type of leavening. It's pretty clear. Right, according to everybody, either it's full leavening, or at the end, it doesn't do full, but it's Noksha Miyahave. it does something. So ask Tosfos. Tosfos is what he put the Gemara in Psachim on Daf Mem on Daf Lamed Hey says May Peros Ein Machmitzen. Right, so it doesn't cause any leavening. Right, you need the water. So why is the Dafka? Why does our Gemara say that it can cause some type of chimutz? So that is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam here and there. Rabbeinu Tam says here on the second skinny line on Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. Umefarish Rabbeinu Tam de Kishini Losha b'mei peros b'fnei atzman below taroves mayim ein machmitzen. If it is mixed just purely with fruit juice, that is not, does not cause any chimutz. Aval ki'ika mayim ba'adayu machmitzen. If there's any water added also, so that is going to cause chimutz. So that's what it's talking about here. Over there in Psachim, it's pure fruit juice. Pure fruit juice does not cause the chimutz. But when it comes to adding water, our Gemara, so that it does cause chimutz. And some Rishonim are even medayik, because what does it say in the Mishnah? If you put a crushed tapuach into an isa already means a dough. It doesn't say into soles. Isa means it already has some water in there. So it's even meduyik, maybe in the Mishnah, that our Mishnah is, this Mishnah in Trumos, is about a case where you already have water mixed in with the flour, and that's why it is different. Rashi there, if you remember, this is Machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos and Maseches Psachim, about Mei Peros, Ein Machmitzin, is it totally, what does that mean, Ein Machmitzin? Right? Does it mean that you cannot use it for the mitzvah of matzah, or that it's Mamish Chametz? That's a machlokas, b'chabad ramah, based on the machlokas in Rashi and Tosfos. Remember the different minhagim of Ashkenazim and Sfaradim, right? What about matzah ashira, right? That's this issue. Matzah ashira, what's called the rich man, matzah that's made with mei peros. That's a machlokas between the machaber and the ramah. The Shulchan Aruch says, the pashas the Gemara, mei peros ein machmitzen. More like our Tosfos assumes here. If there's no water, if there's just fruit juice and flour, there is no chimutz that takes place, and therefore you are allowed to eat that on Pesach. You can't use it to be yotze your mitzvah of matzah, but it's because you need, by matzah, remember, something that could have become chametz. That's what you need to use for matzah. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Tav Samach Beis, Mei peres below mayim, ein machmitzin klal. Umutru lecho bepesach matzah, sheni losha b'mei peros, afilu shasa kalayom. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Tav Samach Beis and Ilchas Pesach. Aval ein yotze b'yidei chovaso, v'b'reishi matzah ashira, ukara ksiv lechem oni. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look a couple of se'ifim later, the Ramah says, u'b'medinos elu, ein nogin lalush b'mei peros. Right, machmer for the Shita of Rashi. Right, our minhag is not to use mei peros, right, because even, you're right, it can't be used for matzah, but maybe it does become chametz on some level. Right, maybe like our Gemara says. V'afil liktof ha-matzos, einogin raglach rafiyasem odem chamin, v'ein l'shanos, im lo b'shas ha-tchak, l'tzorech e-chole, o zakein, ha-tzorech l'zeh. Right, so you shouldn't use it, shouldn't use mei peros, or what we call matzah ashir. Where does this come up? The Ramah, the Nodeh Behuda, discusses it when it comes to Erev Pesach Shechalios b'Shabbos. Right, when the mystery of how to figure out what to do about Shalosh Udis on Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos, you have to finish Shalosh Udis at 9:30 in the morning, right before the Zman of Isser. You can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz that day. So what do you do? So there are some poskim, the Noda Behuda discusses this and this Ramah, right? Maybe in that case matzah shira. What else? What other choice do you have? You can make hamotzi on it, but you can't use it for matzah. That's why there's no Isser of eating it. Does the minhag of the Ramah that says Ashkenazim don't eat matzah ashira on Pesach, does that extend to Erev Pesach? That's the issue. And that's the discussion. Some do, right? Very lamaisa for sometimes for hotels. Right? Hotels, it's very hard. Like at home, you can just eat your two rolls outside early and then just go in and eat. But hotels with hundreds of people, it's much harder to have control. To have any chametz around is just impossible. So that's why some rely on this shita of the matzah shira. Maybe the Ramah is only saying it on Pesach, but Erev Pesach will be okay to rely on the Meikar Adin on Rabbeinu Tam, where there is no water at all, then it would be able to be used. Again, that's discussed here in the beginning of Tuf Samach Beis. Tuf Samach Beis, the Bir Halacha also quotes it here. V'chulu, okay, fine. That is in terms of Mei Peros. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ila, Ein lecha hakasha lekimitza yotzer miminchas chote. There is nothing harder to do kimitza by more than minchas chote. Why? A minchas chote, as we know, has no liquid, right? No oil. And therefore, it's very hard. When I do kimitza, when I'm a Kohen and I rub my thumb and my pinky to get to the kimitza under the three fingers, to get an exact amount with totally dry flour, it's very hard. Nothing sticks to each other. And therefore, some clumps might fall off, you might lose more. It's very hard to get an exact under the three fingers if the flour is so loose, because there is no liquid. So ein lecha kasha lekmitza yosi minchas chote. Rabbi Yisrael bar Avdimi amar minchas chote megalamayim v'ksheir. It's okay. You could add a little water. You can't add oil, right? That's the halacha. There's an isser of adding oil to a mincha of a chote, but you could add a little water. So what's that machlokas about? Rather, the Rashi quotes v'teinocha lekmotz derachman olo asar ela shemen. Only oil. So what's this machlokas about? Right, we're going to relate this to our sugya. Lame of haka miflagi. Maybe this is what they're arguing about. Demar savar kimos shehein misha'arinon. Right, what's the issue with adding the water? Maybe it's going to be the same type of issue that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon were arguing about when it comes to doing the creating the sa'ar outside and adding it, right, and messing up the shiurim. So, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Huda. So, Rabbi Meir, the Mar Savar, Kamosh Shehein Misha'arinan. One opinion says, Kamosh Shehein, you go by what it is now, how much the shear is now, and therefore, even if you add a little bit, but you go by, if it's an Isara now altogether, that's it. Umar Savar, the Kamosh Shehein Misha'arinan. And others say, no, you go by what it was, not by what it is. Right? Maybe that's the goof of the machlokas, whether you're allowed to add water to the Minchas Chote. So Gemara says, no, lo, dekuli alma kamo shein misha'arinon. It could very well be that you go by now. You go by what it is now. If you have the right shear now, even with the little liquid in there, it's okay. Ubaha kamiflagi. The machlokas is a limited machlokas about this case. Demar savar mai chareva, chareva mishemen. One opinion says, when this mincha is called a dry mincha, that means only from oil. Only from oil. That's what it's, like we said before, it can't be muhudar. Umar savar, chareva, mikol davar. And the other opinion says, no, not just from oil, but from any liquid. Mikol davar, that's what you need it for. So in the Taras HaKodesh, he discusses what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokes. He suggests that, again, what's your starting point? Right? Is there an Isser of Shemen, or is there a mitzvah of dry? Right, is it shemen is like a posel, or there's a positive requirement for it to be dry? That's how the machlokas seems to be formulated. But the Taras HaKodesh says maybe the machlokas is connected to the machlokas of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan of Darshinan Taima Dikra. So Rabbi Shimon Hadorish Taima Dikra. Rabbi Shimon, again, the machlokas here is between Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi. But again, the machlokas in the Mishnah was between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would hold like Rabbi Meir. How is that? Rabbi Shimon, Adorish Taimed Dekra. Rabbi Shimon, Darshas Taimed Dekra. What's his old svara? You don't want to put Shemen because you don't want Bedinu. It should require Shemen. You don't want him to be Chote Niskar. Right? We said earlier. Why don't you put him? Because you don't want his carbon to be Muhudar. Muhudar is only with oil. Right? Water doesn't make it Muhudar. Just makes it thicker. Oil makes something very, beautiful. So that's why maybe you'd be mechalik between oil and water. But if you say yishbaru b'chagolah mechalik bein matan shemen she'oz as a carbon muhudar v'lakach posel as a carbon l'matan mayim she'oz as a carbon muhudar v'lakach ein amincha nefselas b'kach aval l'rabbanon acholkim arabi shimon. But according to Rabbanon who argue, and they say no, it dry is dry, and therefore you want to be able to add anything, so maybe that's a possibility of Darshinan Taima Dikra. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam. We had a Mishnah earlier from Trumos. Now we have a Mishnah from Uksin. Basar ha'egel, basara egel shenispach, ubasar zakena shenismaech. If there is meat, what's the issue? What we're going to go into the general issue now of changing shiurim, right? We just spoke about how, do you go by what was? Do you go by what is? right, in terms of adding the little water, adding the si'ur in the Mishnah, and here adding the water in order to make the proper amount in the minchas chote. So, Tanan Hasan, Basara Egel Shenispach, you have the meat of an egel that swelled. It used to not be a beitza size, and now it is a beitza size. Ubaser zakena shenismaech, through cooking. Right? The Rabbeinu Gershom here says, through bishops, a little water. Says the Gemara, Basara Egel Shenismaech, or the Basara of a zakena that became smaller, mistarin lekamoshehain. That's the language of the Mishnah. We don't know exactly what it means yet. So what exactly does that mean? What do you go by? Right? What's the issue? The issue is Tumas Ochlin. We know the halacha in Tumas Ochlin is, for something to become Tamei, that's a machlokas rishonim. Is there a requisite shear, a minimum shear, for something to become Tamei? If I have a tiny food, will it become Tamei? So the Rambam paskins, no matter what, even a tiny amount of food is going to become Tamei. Rashi in a few places says, no. Even to become Tamei, it also requires to be a beitza size, right? It doesn't not only to transmit. To transmit Tumah, that's for sure. You need the size of a beitza in order to transmit Tumah. That's the Rambam in Dalid Aleph and Ilchas Tumas Ochlin. Kamashir Ochlin L'Tumah, L'Tumas Atzman Kol Shehein. To become Tamei themselves. Afilu Shubshum Ochardol Mis Tamei. Shenemar Mikol Ochel Asher Yachel Kol Shehu. But ve'ein ochel tamei mitamei ochel acher o mashkin o yadayim achihebo kebetza below klipasa. Those are the size of an egg without the shell. Without the shell. Ve'ein ochel ochel tameim eno nifsal sheyochel kebetza umechza v'zehu chatzi pras. Good. So that's the background for this mishnah, the beitza. So what does this mean? You have this meat that originally was, or originally wasn't, now it changed. So what do you go by? Rav, Reb Chiyev, Reb Yochanan, Ami Mistarin, Kamo Shehein, you go by what it is now. Shmuel, Reb Shimon Bar, Berebi, Reishlakash, Ami Mistarin, Lekamos, She, Hayu. The Bach changes it. You go by what it was. If it was a Beitza, even if it's not a Beitza now, it can still transmit Tumah, right, according to the second group. The first group says, no, you go by what it is right now. Meisvei. So that's how they interpret the Mishnah in Uksin. So, Meisvei is Yokasha from Abraisa. Psara Egel, Shalohaya ba Kashir, Vitafach, Va'amad al Kashir. That's the exact case. Now it's big enough, Tohar Lisha'avar, Vitame Mikanalaba. So you see, you go by what it is, not by what it was. So, Kasha, on the opinion that say you go by what it was, right? You should say that it no longer, right? It's the shear of Beitza, but inherently it's not a Beitza. And therefore it should not be able to be Mitame. Answer me, Drabanan. You're right. On a Daraisa level, it doesn't have the power to transmit Tumah, but Midrabanan it can. Says the Gemari Hachi. One second. You're saying the whole Braisa is on a Drabanan level, but look at the next line of the Braisa. Ema Seifa, Vachain Bepigel, Vachain Benosar. The same halacha would apply to Pigel and Nosar. And what's the Havamina? We think that means in terms of the Isser Kares of eating Pigol and Nosar. We know there's only Yom Chayev if there's a Kezias. So, Amrit Bishlama Daraisa, if we're talking about on the level of Daraisa and the Braisa, Hainu Dika Pigol and Nosar. So we understand that there is Pigol and Nosar, there's an Isser of eating Pigol and Nosar when it is a Kezias and you go by. If it wasn't a Kazayas, now it expanded to the share of Kazayas, then one might get Michayev Kares in that regard. But is there an Isser of eating pickle on a Durabanan level? Right, so no, there's Isser Kares Daraisa, and if not, not. There's no Isser on a Durabanan level. Right, and that's Rashi, the last couple of skinny lines. Kosakatai Tachi Mashma, Shim Nosar O Pigle Hu, Velohaya Bo Kazayas, Viachav Yesh Bo Kazayas, Chayev Kares, Hochlo. So the Gemara says, you're right, we're not talking about the Isser of eating pigol or nosar. Ema v'chein betumas pigol, v'chein betumas nosar. On a Drabanan level, the Drabanan said pigol and nosar were tame. Not here, elsewhere, the Gemara, right, Rashi goes to the Gemara, psachim daf pehei, even though on a Daraisa level, pigol is just also to eat. Doesn't make you tame. There are a lot of things that are also to eat. Doesn't make you tame. Right, but you know, there are sometimes things that are both. Rabbanan, midrabbanan, said pigol and nosar are tame because they don't want kohanim to mess around. They don't want kohanim to leave over They don't want them to be atzlonim. So says the Gemara, that's the context here. What's the chiddush? Salkadai dechamina hoel v'tumas pigol tumas nosa v'tumas nosa derabanani. Since the whole tuma of pigol and nosa is derabanan, kule hai bidderabanan lo abidderabanan. Maybe the rabbanan wouldn't make this din derabanan of looking at the expanded version if the whole thing is derabanan. It's like a double drabanan. The whole din here of tumas pigol and osur is drabanan, and now to say that you go by the expanded amount is drabanan. So maybe they would say no. In this case, you don't have to do it. Kamash malan, we say that no. Even that's the chiddush of the second line of the brisa. There would be tuma drabanan in this case, even though it's somewhat of an extension. Good. Again, this is not about ink goes in gzera l'gzera. It's not a gzera in the same way. Is drabanan created Tuma, and when they created Tuma, they said it even applies in this case. Right? It's not like step one and step two. It was all one step when they said this Tumas Pigol Venosar is Tuma even in this case. Right? Not other cases. Gzera L'Gzera are cases of don't do A because you might come to B, and B itself is just Usar because you might come to C. Right? That's Gzera L'Gzera, as the Gemara says sometimes. But here, it's all one step. Tashma, let's try again. Ask Akasha. The opposite case, right? You have basar that was a kezias, or it was a beitza, and now it's less. It shrank to pachas b'kashir, tami l'sha'avar, v'tarmi kan alaba. Again, you see, you go by right now, and here you can't say durabanan, because here it's a kula. Here we're saying it's tarmi kan alaba. So clearly, you're going by right now, even on a daraisa level. Rabba, so Rabba says you're right. Okay, you have to somehow limit the machlokas. If it originally started off with a shear, and now it does not have the shear, halespe, doesn't have the shear. That for sure, and therefore you'd be mako, because you don't have the shear. V'kolecha demei kara lo havi bay, v'hashta havi bay, midrabanan. And if it didn't have originally, and now it does have, then you're not going to say that's daraisa, because inherently this doesn't have the amount that's needed. But midrabanan, we would say, it is required. Ki pligi, the machlokas is as follows. Kegon shahaya bo kashir v'tsamak, v'chazer v'tafach. It had, it didn't have, and it has. Yes, no, yes. So what about that case? Demar savar, yesh dichui be'isura. Omar savar ain dichui be'isura. One opinion holds that there is dichui when it comes to isurin. If you have an item that was subject to an isur, that was subject to tuma, and then it no longer is, but when the conditions come back that it now is, do we say no? Kiva de nitcha nitcha, as we say by chefsa shal mitzvos. Right? Do we say this dichui or not? And that is the machlokas. It's clear in this case, some achronim say, the fact that the Gemara is relating this to dichui, that this issue of macholos asuros or tuma, there's something about the chefsa. Right? Dichui, if it's something just about a mitzvah sagavra, an isra of the gavra, there's no idea of dichui. Dichui means there's something about an object. That's what the Chidushei Reb Shmuel in Psachim quotes. Why lechara din shir kazayis machal zorzu b'tzad alach hamashiv sinai v'yem kev v'chulu ela muchar b'kanzim uvad zeh shir kazayis hu shir b'maisa achila hu gavken shir b'chefsa shal machalas asuros, because dichui only applies to items, right? A shofar, a lulav, a karbon, all of those are items. So here too, it has to be something about the item, like eating something, eating tamei food. You know, it's not just about eating tamei food; it's about the item itself gets a status. And therefore, that's how you can apply the principle of dichui, because there's a status of machalas asuros once it becomes tame, or relating it to pigol anosar, if you would apply it there as well. The issue of becoming bigger and becoming smaller, that applies in other areas of halacha as well. Right? We know a big discussion in the poskim. Big discussion in the poskim is in Hilchos Brachos. What happens if I have certain ingredients, and I bake it, and now it's a kezias, but there's air pockets, it's not really this amount, a piece of cake. Piece of cake that's, you know, how many pieces of cookies or cakes do you have to have? Major machlokas aposkim. The Mishnah Berurah says, Meikar Adin, you have to go by the flour, not by all the other ingredients. And he notes the Minhag Olam is not that way. The Minhag Olam is you go by the sugar and the honey and the cinnamon and all the other ingredients too, to the shear of kezias. That's one issue. But then on top of that is another one. And let's say there's something that expands. You have some air pockets. So there's a steer in the Mishnah Berurah that the Yach later, over the past 100 years, point out. The Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of Simin Reish Yud, says, Hayapas Sufganin, She Nispach, Ad She'eno Avirim Shabo Nirgashim. Right, it's blown up and you don't notice the air spaces. Ha'ochal Kazayis Mimenu Kamosha Hu, Eino Mivarech. Tilafi Ha'emes, Lo Achal Kazayis. Talking about Alamichya. Right, because really, inherently, it's not a Kazayis. Or the opposite. Imhaya Kazayis, Vinitz Tamek, Vinitz Ma'it Bishiro, Eino Mivarech and Alarav, Acharav Elem Kain, Techazar Vinispach. Right, you go both ways, you don't make a bracha achrona of Alamechia, according to the Mishnah Berurah. And if you look at the Piskei Tshuvos, he points out that really this is a stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Hilchas Brachos and Hilchas Pesach. He says, here, he says, you don't measure the air spaces. And Obesimitav Pevav, Bisharat Siyun, he quotes the Pas Sfugis, Misharan Kamoshehu. You go by what it is, Mikfardanu, Bakamasvaran, Bistirazu. Because the Peshem the Chazonish, that Chalolim Hativiyim Shebepas Umine Mizonos Yesh Lashar Lashar Kazayas. Right? If it's natural air spaces that happen when things are baked, he said, maybe you can. And he quotes Chalolim Nakavim Gidolim Nir Lakav. Everybody sees it. Eilach Nizim Lashir. Let's say you have like pizza has those bubbles sometimes. So those everybody sees that there's air space in the bubbles. So you can't count that whole bubble as a shear. But if it's inside and nobody sees, and everybody knows that there's some air spaces in a piece of cake. It's not dense. But that you can count as the shear, because that's accepted. Kivan, and he quotes from the Eifas Tzedek, Kivan Shein Ar Yod Mao Chur Avir Gadol Mao Katan, Nochol Mahakmer V'lechol Od, Hashem Tzavim Milibo. Make sure you have extra cookies, right, to make sure that you go out of the shear. Okay, this is all different, the quotes other poskim as well. But that's one issue. Another issue is, that's one area, is Hilchos Brachos. The other place it comes up is in Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos, we know that you have to carry out a certain amount on Shabbos to be chayef. What if I carry out less than a kezias, and after I bring it, it blows up to more than a kezias? Or the opposite. So the Rishonim discussed this in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Aleph, because that's where the Gemara discusses. Hotzi Grogeris Lizria V'tavcha V'nimlach Alei Lachila. Mahu, right? It's different if you carry it out to plant, if you carry it out to eat, or if you carry it out to plant, then it's just the seeds. If you carry it out to eat, then it has to be bigger shear, grogeris. So in that discussion, they bring up our Gemara, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all bring up our Gemara. And Lamaskana, they say, don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Menachos, says the Rashba. Valinira, de eno domesh shear hotzah Shabbos l'shari surin. Don't compare. The ilu pigol v'noser v'chelev lochiva torah b'hem ela b'shir achila v'haynu kizayis. By isuri achila, go by kizayis. V'kivat shekain kol she'ein bo kizayis be'emes. The Rashba says you go by kizayis. So if it's not inherently kizayis, af al pisha tafach v'nirek kizayis ein bo kizayis v'lo nehene grono b'kizayis. It could be you go by what it inherently what is, meaning what it was. How much do you have? It goes by Melechet Machsheves, what your thoughts were. The kol shederach habrios lahachshiv ulahatznia chayavan labotza also. Anything that people normally carry out, that would be aser. The alkein ein shir hotza echad lekol advarim el kol echad vechad lefi mashu chashiv. As we know in Hilchos Shabbos, six prakim in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos talk about the shir of hotza for all different items. The kivat shehek kein. Af pachos bi kagrogeris shetavcha v'nira kikazayis machshivin oso umatzniin kamahu lafichach chayef. Again, this is an example of the lesser examples. Most of the time, as we know, Malachas Machsheves represents a kula by Hilchos Shabbos, like 10 examples of a kula by Hilchos Shabbos. But once in a while, we have Malachas Machsheves as a chumra. Babakama daf samach by Zora and Grumman b'Nizakin. And here, this goes on the list. That it might be, that Rashba and Ritva, that it might be a chumra in Hilchos Shabbos, even though it's a kula elsewhere. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara, Mikal Manda Amar Diyesh Dichui B'Yisurin. Do we really hold that there's Dichui in this type of context? By Dichui B'Yisurin in this way, Vatznan. But the Mishnah says in Maseches Taharos, right? We have three Mishnayos today from Masechtas that don't have Gemara. So it's very exciting. Trumos, uksin, and taros. Vatnan, the Mishnah says, kibetza ochlen sheinicha b'chama. If I put a food the size of an egg in the sun, vinis matu, and it got smaller. V'chein kezayis min hameis, kezayis min hanavelo chadash min hasheretz. All of these, shiurim. V'kezayis pigol, v'kezayis noser, v'kezayis chelev, and all of them, and they get smaller. Tahorin. They're not able to be metame others. V'ein chayav alem shepigol noser v'chelev. They're not chayav. Because you go by what they are right now. What if after they became smaller, they became bigger again? You put it in the rain. So clearly the Brisa says that it can regain its previous status. Right, so it's clear from this case that the Chefsa could go back to what it was. Period. Tashma. Now go to a Tosefta in Trumos. Tarmin really means Maasrin, right? It's talking about Meiser. But Tarmin Te'enim ala Grogeris Beminyan. So what happens if somebody has fresh figs and dry figs? Dry figs take up less space. So how do you take off Trumos and Meisers? So Truma, we're not talking about Truma because you can take off as much as you want by Truma, right? Ein lo shir. Chita achas poteres is a kri. But by Meiser, it has to be 10%. So what do I do if I have some fresh figs and I have some dry figs? So the Mishnah says I could take off fresh figs if I do it with a number, right? 10 out of 100. But I can't do it with volume. Because if I do it with volume, I'm going to get messed up. Right? I'm going to take off too much, I'm going to take off too little, as we'll see, because by volume, right, fresh figs are a larger volume. So, E Amrit Bishlama, Likimosha Hain Misharinan, the Iker is you go by what was shopper, then you know why you can go by the number, right? 10, they were all started off as the same fresh. 10 out of 100 is good. That's a perfect 10%. Ela'iyam, but kamoshehein, but if you go by what it is, you go by what it is, and what does the Mishnah, the Brisa say? You go by number of what it is, havile marba b'maisras, but then you're taking off too much. Because the fresh one, 10 out of 100, is going to be a larger amount. Vitanya, Hamar Maisos, Pirosam Sukana, Maisos Mukulkolin. If you take off more than 10%, your fruit that you have left, your tevel is Batukan, but the Maiser that you gave has some chulin in there too, because you gave too much. So doesn't this Brisa prove that you go by what it was? So the Gemara says, Elamai, Lakamosha Hain, you go by what it was, but Amaseva, look at the next part of the Brisa. Grogrosh Alatainim, what if doing the opposite? You're taking off dried figs for fresh figs, but mida, then you should use volume, not number. So according to that line, if you go by what it is, shapir, you go by volume, it's perfect. You take 10% of the volume. But if you go by what was, marba maisrasu, that would be marba. Why? Because his dry figs now used to be much bigger. Right? So if you go by volume now, 10% now, but really that's taken off much more. So elahacha, so you're stuck either way. So elahacha, but truma gadol askina. And really, we are talking about truma. What do you mean? Truma doesn't matter. The reisha bayin yafeh, the seifa bayin yafehi. We're talking about somebody who wants to give ayin yafeh. So we're just suggesting what would be ayin yafeh. And we discussed that length in the past, the Behuda, in Shemin Reish Aleph in Yeridea, and the Tosfos Rid, about chita achas pateres hasakri. But versus the mitzvahs nesina. Says the Gemara, Yahachi, if we're talking about truma, ema seifa, but what about the next line? Amar blazer b'Reb Yosi, abba hayanotel eser grogeres v'miksoa, al tishim shebekalkala. He used to do an exact minion. Right? 10 for the 90. V'ibet truma gedola, eser mayavidite. What's 10%? 10%? That's huge. Right? Truma is 150th, 160th. It must be that the Bryce is talking about Trumas Meiser, Abba Elazar ben Gamla, or Gomel, who, and it's like the Shida of Elazar ben Gamal, who holds that you can be generous with the Trumas Meiser as well. You can give a lot. The Tanya, as he says in the Bryce up, Abba Elazar ben Gamal Omer, Menachshav Lachem Trumaschem, Betrei Trumas Akasa Medaber, Achas Truma Gadola, Achas Trumas Meiser, Kishem, She Truma Gadola, and he tells Ba'omer B'machshava, Kach Trumas Meiser, and he tells Ba'omer B'machshava. Just like Truma Gadola can be taken, Ba'omer B'machshava, we have to talk about what that means, right? By estimation or machshava, major machlokes, but we'll have to start with Ebeshem next time. Kachshu mesmeiser, he tells about one of machshava. But we'll see. We'll see how this, we're in the middle of a sentence, we have to stop here, but we'll have to see. This brisa is like a blazer men gamal, who holds that chumas meiser, you can give a lot, and that's how you give 10% even of chumas meiser. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Just one Hosafa. Yeah, the Mishnah in Erevin, the Gemara in Erevin, spoke about all the different rules. When I was talking about the word Erevin, Daf Menvav, was Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and our Mishnah is about Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. It's true, there's a chilek, but again, I was just relating the two.